Yes, we are in the happy situation that we have 50% of the artists who are in the exhibition here on the panel. Four people, eight people are in the exhibition. So what you have seen right now is their most recent projects and works. What we both are interested right now to hear is obviously copyright, information freedom is a major issue in your work, and what your background is, how you have come to this position of making this a topic in your work, and also how the way you have accentuated this position has maybe changed over the years. So, Lloyd, I would like to start with you. You have the experience on now of 20 years of copyright critical art, so maybe you could say something about that.
Okay. I started working using a photocopy machine as my primary artistic tool as long ago as the 1982. And by 1983, I came up with the idea to publish a magazine that was devoted to my own work in photocopy and to other artists who were doing photocopy. And at the time, I wasn't really all that concerned about protecting my rights to the kinds of work that I was doing. And so I distinctively put the, it was really a very instinctive decision on my part to put the publication in the public domain. I never chose to copyright any of the works in it. And in fact, I took, I made it a point to create a community of exchange with other photocopy artists so that anyone who sent me work wouldn't be paid in money, but instead they'd be paid in a copy of the issue that they were in. And so the whole idea from the beginning was to not copyright it and have it be sort of this open community for exchange, this physical manifestation of a kind of network of photocopy artists. And it gradually evolved from the idea that I was working with, the fact that I had chosen a machine to do this work that was basically a kind of anti-copyright machine to begin with, right? A photocopier is very, very good at quite perfectly copying and ripping off copyrighted material, and that's kind of one of the things that it's made for, in a sense. So, I mean, part of my intuition about putting the work into the public domain was kind of a sense that I was taking things from the cultural realm and making my own collages with them, and I sort of thought it'd be nice to give it back in this on the same terms under which I took it. I kept working in this vein when I started collaborating with a closer-knit group of friends of mine from Iowa City, where all this was happening. And we formed a musical group called the Tape Beatles, and we adopted exactly the same attitudes, only our position on copyright hardened a bit, and we actually became pretty much actively anti-copyright at that point. Before that point, I was more or less passive in the issue. I was just saying, it's public domain, you know, make what you will of it. But by the time we put together the Tape Beatles, we actually decidedly became an anti-copyright group. And we actually can do Kimber one better. We actually have a registered trademark on the word plagiarism. So, so it's not that we own the process plagiarism, it's that we own the word. So, and that's kind of how trademarks work. So under the Tape Beatles, we were producing CDs and films, and the CDs were all public domain. There were a couple of times when we were approached by small record labels who wanted to release our work, and when they found out that we refused to let them copyright it, they kind of got cold feet and decided they didn't want to do that. Fortunately, we formed a long-lasting relationship with a Dutch record label, Stalplot, who's been releasing our CDs. But currently, and for a while, we were giving away all of them as MP3s on our website until the bandwidth costs became too high and we had to take them down. But in fact... through the file sharing, through BitTorrent and places like that, you can download Tape Beatles' works for free, and you're welcome to do it as far as we're concerned. Recently, though, I've sort of reconsidered some of my positions on this. I'm probably going too long, aren't I? I'll try to make it short. And I'm still sort of anti-copyright in most spheres, but I actually think there's a place for copyright in certain kinds of works. Like, for example, blatant piracy is something that legitimate artists need, or I won't, legitimate is a troublesome word, artists need to be protected from in some sense. It's just that I think that there should be, copyright should allow for a more vibrant playing field for people to be able to use fragments of works in new context and create substantially new works. It strikes me as being just a sort of common sense notion of what it means to live in a free society where you can actually build on the works of others and make new works out of them.